you put a Pauly B host the MTV Music Awards, it's going to be much better than a Russell Brand. I mean, this guy was it was goddamn irritating. Yeah.
This is punky. This is punky. Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name is Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And on this week's show, we have got a word of the week, Tony. It came through on a MySpace page, so I said to them we had to send it through to email. So, because if you do have a word of the week, you have to email paulieb@punkyradio.com. And they didn't do. So I can remember the word, but I can't remember who sent it, but it was someone in Colorado. It might have been Cartman.
Right, okay.
Or it might have been Kyle, or it might have been Chef. But anyway, the word of the week is slew. S-L-E-W. Which does mean something over here, but over there, in colloquial Colorado, it means slag.
All right.
No slews over there. So if you want to get away with something, you can call someone a slew if you're not in the Colorado area. They won't know what the hell you're on about. And that's the beauty of Punky, I reckon. It's like, well done, slew. Also, thank you very much to Scott of TTN for his excellent idea that I should, of course, host the MTV Awards. bizarrely enough, I was talking to someone this afternoon for a firm called Barrington Harvey, who are based in Hitchin, and they arranged Al Murray to host the MTV Awards. I think they have something to do with the organisation of it, so it's not beyond the realms of possibility.
All right.
But if I grease them up and get them pissed enough, they could get me to host the MTV Awards.
Why not?
So well, that was a bit weird. How that
it
worked,
can't be any anyway. Worse than Russell Brand doing it. That was weird.
Well, that was the whole point, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think. And well done, Scott, for picking up on that. And we got that from the Jukebox Review people, Honey and Thingamy, Duke. Robot type.
Dick. Honey and Dick.
Yeah. Oh, Honey and Dick, yeah, sorry. Thank you very much, Honey and Dick, for sending that through. I have just downloaded the latest Total Nonsense, so I will be able, I imagine, to find that out. I obviously didn't see the MTV Awards, so don't know what anybody's talking about. But anyway, that's nice. That was the Chup Tups you heard on that bed. And here comes the first track. I'll tell you about it afterwards. But it's from a label based in Manchester that sent us some stuff. This is Harijan and Portland Street.
Wake up here every Friday to relieve ourselves from work.
I'm
So that was Harijan and Portland Street from a split EP that I've just put down with a band called John Player Specials, who you may or may not be hearing later on in the show if you think I might be being a bit cheekier. That's come through from TNS Records. They are proud to announce their third release, the six-track EP between them. They've got a little bit of spunk about them, but I can't be bothered to read it out, really. Do check out tnsrecords.co.uk because the split EP is available for £4, which is about a third, just under a third of a Psycho pound, and about $15 million. And there's also a fanzine, which is free, which they sent to me very nicely. This is for August, September 08, and it's got a review of Jimmy the Squirrel in it as well.
Oh, nice.
Of course, Nottingham locals, so you should like those from the heart of Sherwood Forest, my friend.
Too right.
Yeah, that's right. What I'd like to know is, what is Harijan's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Harijan's.
Yeah, and how are you spelling Harijan?
No idea.
H-A-R-I-J-A-N. So I'm going to have to take that for myself.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
So it's probably been the internet one. Tony Nil. But I think you're probably going to win it this week. I'll tell you what, I've got a blast from the past coming up next. Anyway, just before that, I've got some other things to do first. First of all, I got this email through from Insane Star, who you're going to be hearing a bit more of any second now. But he did say, hey, start telling your listeners to nominate Punky in the Podcast Awards, which is podcastawards.com.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that, Insane Star. What an excellent idea, all of our listeners. Why not nominate us in the Podcast Awards? I think that's an excellent idea. If you all do it, we'll win. If you don't, we won't. Quite simple. But yeah, I haven't really looked at the Podcast Awards or Podcast Peers or Podcast anything, really, this year. I did look at the Podcast Peer Awards briefly, only to nominate It's Frog Slug. So I'm sorry that I wasn't on there more this year. I've just been really, really busy. And then for the last few days, my internet's been down, but more of that later. Mm. Right, however, we have had some new iTunes reviews, which I'm hoping I'm going to be able to open now. And thank you so much. This is on UK iTunes. I bet you haven't checked any others, have you, Dave?
No.
You don't have to. Basically, I've done this. There were so few MySpace comments again this week. Please do leave a comment for us, myspace.com/punkyradio. They weren't worth reading out. I mean, the best one said, I've just sent you a CD, basically, from Dirty Love. So thanks very much, Dirty Love, but that doesn't merit getting read out on this show. Oh no, what have I done? Yes, it does. However, it is vital that if you get the chance, you do review us on iTunes or wherever you are in the world, because it helps move us up the chart. We have been dropping down the iTunes chart in the UK, but thank you very much to these three reviews that have propped us up. First one from Murphy the Yeti. 5 stars, obviously. Gooper. By my mighty berserker, this podcast is utter kitten blood. No, only joking. It's profoundly brilliant with a good choice, (?) of music and funny poo your pants humour. I thought it was funny poo your pants humour between the two smacktards who just jabber on like crazy fools in a good way in their wooden studio in a tree or in the hireman's lodge. Don't forget that. So in all, Punky's great. Ooh, and another ska punk special would be better than a frozen Mars bar on a summer's eve. Oh, Poog. Oh, Poog. Thank you very much, Murphy the Yeti. It's kind of a ska punk special this week, and that was a little bit of ska I just heard there. My good old mate. Thanks very much, Murphy. Next up, by Insane Star. Top podcast, no others compare. Or compare. Compare. 5 stars. I download a lot of podcasts, but Punk is the only one I listen to regularly. It's that great. Paul and Tony are brilliant presenters. Cheeky, fun, and often offensive, but we love them. There are plenty of chances for listeners to join in with regular features such as Word of the Week and Is a Twat, or you can just sit back and enjoy the banter and fab music. If you want to discover decent punk tunes from all over the world and have a laugh, then download Punky now. Oh, was this review helpful? Yes. Now, this one's come through from Beth, which I stood back from the mic, therefore not to scare you. Although she does call herself Biff, Biff, Biff. And she's written, The Bonnevilles, come on. Nice. 5 stars. I thought that The Bonnevilles rot. Proper good choice, and I'll put them on my iPod if I can be asked. Or remember, loyal listener, Biff. P.S. Boshoe, subscribe. It's for the bands. She has also said that I sound wank on Skype, but I think that might have been last week. I might have been standing too close to the mic. I'm going to get a muffler thing or something or other. Okay. We very nearly made this show via a recording studio, courtesy of Andy Davis, but we haven't got to now. But thanks so much, Andy. I'm going to get you around here at some point, you glumpire, to be our special guest. Right, so that's it as far as iTunes, which means I can close that off and improve my Skype thing. Tony, have you got any podcast, any comments?
I do. Thank you all for your thank you all for your votes and comments so far this month. Still need more though. If you haven't voted so far, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. Or you can vote through MySpace, don't forget, just enter your email address and hit vote.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it basically. Yeah. And here are the top six. Thank you very much.
Top six again.
We've got loads, so six for the meat for the time being. Thank you all. Dangerously good. Not only dangerously good, but they're so modest with it. That's Mark Spooner. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Spooner. Oh, by the way, Tony, I didn't say this is the Guanabats, of course.
Ah.
And you do want to check them out. They're brilliant.
Okay. Pure awesomeness from T-Mag's WB50. Oh, that's a mouthful.
I agree.
Punk is great for the new term. Have you got everything you need for the new term? Textbooks, pens, calculator, laptop, Punky on your iPod? Great, then you're set. And don't forget, boys and girls, Punk is educational too. Graham, it's FogsLife.net, acoustic podcast.
Graham, that's 2 scouses in a row, that's fantastic. Well, I mean, for me, always Beth and Graham. Neither of whom talk like that.
No. Thank you, Punky. Goopa,
right.
Goopa. Sorry, but that's the best a robot can do. Thanks for the shout out and the vote. Robot love, Honey and Dick.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it? Do check out Honey and Dick. They have a very interesting and mixed show. And they're getting some stand-up comics on at some point from the good old UK, including a bloke called Lloyd Langford, who I was on in Edinburgh with a few weeks ago.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. And Alex Horn, who I know very well.
Right.
And they asked Jim Tavare, but I can't seem to get anything of him. He's way too busy doing the Last Comic Standing tour in the good old US of A.
How did he do on that?
Came 5th.
All right.
Which is fantastic.
That's not bad, is it?
Top European, in the words of my dad. Top Nordic.
Excellent.
He came top out of everyone not in the States. Bit of a fix. Every American's going to win it. Well, every American's going to win it. But he came 50. Brilliant.
Excellent. Cool.
And he's now living in Los Angeles for 6 months.
Is he?
With his beautiful bird and having a great time on Hermosa Beach. And I have put them in touch with Troy from Screaming Blue Car and all that lot. So Screaming Blue Car. Screaming Blue Slow Burning Car, do you mean? Screaming Blue Car. Where did I get that from? Screaming Blue Messiah is getting mixed up because I am the Messiah of Screaming and Blue. Slow Burning Car, all that lot, and the D-Mags and all that lot. Hopefully they'll meet up at some point.
Cool.
And hello to all them.
Thanks.
Down in San Pedro. Sorry, shut up.
2 more comments and that's it. Supporting Punk Radio. Finally, a cool way to conform. That's from AJ23. Thank you very much.
He's right, of course.
Yes.
The best way to conform. I'm not sure about a cool way to conform, unless you want to conform to everything we say, in which case that is cool.
And finally, a cheeky vote. This show is so good, I started a new email address just so I could vote for Punky one more time each month. P Please play more First Wave, Duke Joint Pimps, and any good rockabilly you have sitting around. James from Toronto, Canardner.
Thank you, James.
Thank you very much.
We will play some more Duke Joint Pimps and First Wave in future weeks, but I've got something from the Duke Joint Pimps label, Voodoo Rhythm, coming up in a little bit.
Cool. Yeah. That is it from the podcast Alley Bench.
Well, in that case, then I'll get on with the next track, shall I? And here is a blast from the past. Tony, do you remember Screaming Banshee Air Crew?
No.
You don't? Well, we played them. We played them on that horrible little show we had.
Oh, yeah.
And we played them on here. I'll tell you what we played. We played a really catchy one for Halloween called Hello, Mr. Hyde. And I think there's another one we've played off here as well. I think it might have. Can't remember which one, doesn't matter. But anyway, oh, we played Lost in Space as well. But we're going to play Creepy Crawly, which might have got you mixed up, I understand, with the Scary Bitches, Tony, what with your incredible musical memory. But you'd be wrong. It's track 3 from their album Fishnet Messiah. It looks like they've got some new stuff out. I am going to basically check them out again. I thought, we haven't played any goth in a while. I've been a little bit inspired with gothness recently. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is kind of classic old-fashioned goth, not like the modern Marilyn Manson stuff. As far as I'm concerned, this is proper. And there's some tasty birds in the band, Tony. But what I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
What are they called again?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on.
Should have been listening.
I've got the attention span of a gnat.
When I'm talking, I'm surprised you haven't got a headache behind your eyes.
Oh, I can't remember. Screaming.
You slew.
No clue then?
No.
I can't remember.
I've already told you what they're called. I can't help it if you weren't listening.
It was way too many words.
They were called Screaming Banshee Air Crew.
Okay, myspace.com/ Screaming Banshee Air Crew.
See, that was too much of a clue, really. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Thank
it's
you.
Probably be the internet one, Tony one. I must be going soft. This is Creepy Crawly. So that was Screaming Banshee Air Crew. Did you like that one, Tony? A little bit different from normal?
A little bit different, it's nice.
a little bit different. This, of course, is the Chop Tops, and our latest beds of theirs are a little bit, I don't mean more interesting, just a little bit different from the other ones. Right, from the other ones, that's completely random. It's time for my Facebook latest ads. Now, I haven't been on Facebook a lot recently. I did do quite well in the poker tournament. I won 100,000 chips, got me back over a million. So I was quite pleased about that. But because I haven't been online for a while, bloody Virgin, bloody media, you'll hear about them in a bit. Mm. Although saying that, they have given me compensation and I don't really care. But anyway, these are the latest ones. Now, do feel free to add me on Facebook. You type in Paul Edwards to the London Network, you'll find me eventually. I've got a cartoon head. Or find me on someone else's page. You've got a weirder name than me. It's not weird, it's just a bit stranger. Probably find Tony Hearn Critter. I don't know how you do it. I've never really worked it out how you find me on Facebook. Okay. I'm sure there isn't an easy way. Can you tell them, Tony?
Yeah, just search, basically. Or search for Punky. There's even less Punkies. You'll find on the Punky
group.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's an excellent idea. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, do that. Right, so, and basically, if you add me as a friend and I get round to it at some point, I will do a Met randomly about how we met, and it'll be, I'll write something weird and surreal if I can. Or you could do it yourself. That might be more fun. More variety. First one this week, Millie Sullivan. Now, Tony, I do actually know Millie in that she used to run an art shop in Hitchin, and she comes down my comedy shows, and she can be seen in Bombora of a night from time to time. And her and her mate look exactly like her daughter and her mate's daughter, only a little bit older. But anyway, right. that's not how we met for the benefit of Facebook. And Millie wrote this herself. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. We are lovers of booze.
Nice.
Next up, Kayla Thornton, the Kayla Conspiracy. I probably shouldn't have said the surname there, but it's the Kayla Conspiracy, who, of course, is a big friend of the show, etc., etc. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly, but there's a bit more information than that. She wrote this. We were members of second grade rounders. We went to elementary school. We met randomly. I was held back at school as a slow learner. Kayla helped me learn my 3x table, and I can never thank her enough. 8x3 = 24. Yep, still got it. And Kayla added, but he still can't subtract 1 from 2 to save his souls, with 2 S's. Yes, he has multiple souls with 1 S. Well, if he hadn't sold his souls to the devil on the black market when he went to Thailand. I did then, however, add, Paul can, however, spell souls more than once, although I did misspell spell. It all got very confusing. Let's move on. Mark Tidy, a.k.a. Tiddles, who I first saw in a pub in Itchin in 1984, he was wearing a pair of lycra shorts and a vest. And when someone said to him, Tiddles, why are you wearing pink lycra shorts and a vest? He said, how else am I going to get in a fight in this pub?
Nice.
However, for the benefit of Facebook, we met randomly. Would you like to say how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Mark Tidy and I are friends. I'm actually friends with his brother, Un. Nice. Right, so Daniel Tipping.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Daniel has seen me a couple of times at his college, which is a part of Brunel University, and is in, oh, I'll remember where it is, Chalfont sent something. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly, and Daniel wrote this, and fair play, he obviously got the CD and liked it. We went travelling the vast unknown and found shaggable women in Skegness, located Lord Lucan drinking with Elvis near to Luton Airport, and discovered a valiant penguin facing a glacier on the M62.
Nice.
Thank you, Daniel. The kid's a fan. Last but not least, Tony, slightly controversially perhaps for you, but ultimately not for me, seeing as the last thing she did for us was a massive favour. Katie Trinder.
Okay. Yeah.
Who was responsible for us going live and me getting a Sunday afternoon show and us getting paid.
That's true.
So I have to love the woman, really. We worked at a minor hell. Katie used to whip me and I used to let her from 2003 to 2006. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. In 1973, I first met Katie when I needed to get my car fixed. She was working as a mechanic and informed me that my big end had gone. One look into those axle-greased eyes and I thought she must be right. It turned out to be my tappets, however, and she was dismissed on the spot without so much as a spanner in compensation. Now, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. As always, I still need more. I am ever hungry for twat. So if you do have any twats you'd like to serve me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. And thank you this week for the Lord Raylock for nominating
oh,
one.
Oh, good boy.
The lovely Lord Raylock. I like him. He's lovely.
I bet you do.
Hey, Tony, how's things? Firstly, please tell Paul I said hey. Lord Raylock says hey.
Oh, hi. The gifts are in the post.
Yeah. And thanks for the prize update. Ironic, eh? A convict in Australia wins a prize and he sends the fucking thing out here in a boat. He's going to be taking the piss out of me, right?
I hadn't thought of that, but what a brilliant idea. Oh, I wish I had thought of that. He's right, of course. Yeah. He'll probably get there, and once he gets there, it'll get a funny accent and start being really good at sport.
Next thing, I've got an is a twat for you. On the news tonight, police were looking for some weak, pathetic coward kickboxing a kangaroo while his mate was filming and laughing. Sad but true. And they really hurt the poor animal. Something looked really weird though, like it had already been smashed stupid, or it was fucking tame, or someone's pet or something. Just
yeah, I was
going to
say, because mostly you get the crap kicked out of you by a kangaroo. That's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah, they're aggressive, come on, they box you.
Yeah, they're massive.
But this one just stood there getting smashed, and every wild roo I've ever seen would try and run away or try to kick the fuck out of you. I'm not really a big kangaroo lover, but I respect their right to live on the planet, and I really hate coward motherfuckers who get off hurting animals.
Well, I'm quite glad he's not a big kangaroo lover.
They're not going to say no to the Lord Raylock, are they? Go fight a bear or a fucking lion or a bull elephant if you want to prove you're a man. Otherwise, you just look like a soft cock, try hard, lose on a bad day. Okay, so I'd like to nominate the cruel scumbags that made the video as twats. Peace and respect, Lord Raylock. I think Lord Raylock's getting a bit calmer in his old age.
I think he's getting in touch with his feminine side.
I think so.
I think the last time he was in prison, someone else got in touch with his feminine side and expected it.
Well, there you go. So, you ready?
I am ready.
So, the cool scumbags who made the video from Australia
is a twat.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord Raylock, for that. Any more twats, do email me, tony@punkradio.com.
What do we want? Twat. When do we want it? Now.
Be nice.
Stinky Lou and the Goon, Matt. Anybody? Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat. Boogie! That's the name of it. And that is nice. From their album, Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat, with Lord Bernardo. 12 Roots and Boogie Blues Hits. And we have played Show Me Your Tits before. And we've played Looking for a Girl, I think, as well. But we've never played Boogie. There's another one called Supermarket that we might play at some point, which I don't think we've played, but it's short and mad. And they shout a lot about supermarkets. So anyway, the whole album's mad. Of course it is. It's on Voodoo Rhythm Records. What I want to know, Tony, is what is Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat?
Yeah, it is. I thought you were going to leave it at Stinky Lou there. Bollocks.
I was thinking about it.
It's Paulie B and the Internet One. Tony 2, I knew you'd come back. That was Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat. And now, Tony, I don't know whether you've heard about this website GoDaddy, but I've got some information about them you might be interested in.
Oh, okay.
Well, essentially, mate, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increase... site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Bit cool. Oh, because of that exchange rate, baby. So go to GoDaddy. You've got it twice. So go to GoDaddy. Oh, Tony, you've got it twice. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Nice.
Do you think that's clear now?
I think that's plenty clear.
Plenty clear.
Plenty clear.
That's plenty clear. Tony, could you just remind people of how they can listen to this show? Because we haven't let them know. We might have some new listeners that don't know about the internet stations and Second Life and that.
Okay. As well as the lovely internet and podcasting, we are also on two different online radio stations, internet radio stations. First one is HussieSkunk, HussieSkunk.com. We're on... 3 times a week, at 3 separate times. So we should say, please do listen to that. And when we're not on, there's also punk music or the shows. Well worth checking out, and it's free. And also, we're on Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org.
Wicked!
Which is also broadcast on FM across in various pirate radio station forms. But we're on every night. We're on 5 nights a week, repeats, and at the weekend, new shows. So... if you listen to us probably at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, we'll be on there. And we're winning on more punk music and more great shows. And it's free. So
and it's free, but it's more metal, Wicked. Wicked's more metal, Hussie Skunk's more punk.
Right, yeah.
That's how I remember it.
I think you're right, yeah. I think you're right.
What about Second Life? Tell me about Second Life.
Yes, we're on Second Life. We don't know much more about than that, apart from we're on Trent Island. So for all you Second Lifers, if you sell your virtual self off to Trent Island, we'll be there and you can see our magical bunker and listen to us.
Yes, and obviously being careful to watch out for German rapists.
Yes, or Lord Raylock.
In cartoon form, yeah. Lord Raylock in avatar form. I wonder what he'd go for. I reckon he'd go for Ned Kelly.
Probably.
Trying to look like Ned Kelly.
Be defending all the kangaroos.
Although saying that, now he's got in touch with his feminine side. He might be more likely to go with R. Kelly. Kelly Brook or Kelly Osborne.
Oh dear.
I imagine that, meeting Lord Relock and finding out he looked like Kelly Osborne. Oh, good Lord.
Oh dear.
I should be careful. She listens to the show, of course.
Of course.
Time for the next track, Tone. And beautifully explained, by the way.
Thank you.
Time for the next track. Now, the next track is... of course, please do listen to us at iTunes as well. Because you want to subscribe. That's very important. Next track. I haven't played this band in a few weeks, but Clockwork Luke and Una have just been on the Addicts tour, and they made me think of Argy Bargy. So I think it's about time we played Argy Bargy again. This is from their latest album, The Likes of Us. And Argy Bargy, led by Watford John and Argy Bargy. I told you what happened, didn't I, that Luke said before Rebellion. Una said, look, you want to stop calling Argy Bargy, Argy Bargy, because they'll think you're taking a piss. I went, I won't. I've already been in touch with them, and we've already played their stuff, and they really like us. She said, because they'll punch you. I went, they won't. I've already got a plan. She went, what's that? I said, when they go to Rebellion Festival, I've told Argy Bargy to walk up behind Clockwork Luke and punch him between the shoulder blades. I don't know if it happened. I've never found out. I will research that, hopefully, for next week's show. Right now, though, this is off their absolutely brilliant album, The Likes of Us. And, Tony, by the way, what's their MySpace page, mate?
MySpace.com/Argy Bargy.
No, it's MySpace.com/Argy Bargy UK. That's one back. It's probably be the internet too. Tony too. And this is My Life. My Life! I don't care if I do or I don't. Don't even know if I will or I won't. I won't be told by a bug like you where to go or what to do. I don't need to live my life through you.
It's my life, my life.
I don't want to hear your point of view.
It's my life, my life.
I'd always have the final say.
It's my life, my life.
It's none of your business anyway. Why should you care what I do? At the end of the day, I am what I am. If I bother you, I don't give a damn. So that was Argy Bargy and My Life. Do you like that, Tone?
Always.
They really punk out, don't they? I mean, that is proper Oi street punk, no messing about there. And make sure you get hold of it. I tell you, you'll probably like that, mate. Our friend in New York, Bill Hanf.
Yeah.
Bill likes a bit of Oi, doesn't he?
I think, yeah.
That was for you, Bill. Right, now, here's something entirely different. I have here a little email.
Right.
From a lady called Sharon Cooper, who I do know. She's from Itchin, and she is a photographer, and she takes some photographs of me, and she just sent me something saying, a book has just been published I'm a part of. It's the first book of its kind featuring images and profiles of 44 artists. The book is bursting with sumptuous artworks by emerging female self-portraitists.
Ooh.
On Friday, I took a self-portrait, which I uploaded to my photo stream on Flickr, where the 44 artists met. The image itself got to number one position in Flickr's own explore pages. Top 500 photos each day are given a rating. So basically, it's a brilliant picture. You can see a small preview of the book here. blurb.com/bookstore/detail/312943. I'm not reading that out again. So, and the copies of the book are available. And they are brilliant pictures. Really, really good. So I just thought I'd do that for her.
No,
and I have done.
Is that the woman who took those pictures of you at Hitchin?
Yeah, with my big red shoes on.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, cool. Now, in other news, I went to see Stray Cats last Wednesday.
Oh, cool, cool.
And they did that classic thing that brilliant headline bands do, where they messed up the sound. They messed up the sound for the support act.
Nice.
So Vince Ray and the Razorbacks got absolutely terrible sound, and I never thought, oh dear, the sound's bad. And then Stray Cats came out and were absolutely brilliant. The sound was fantastic. But I was wearing my leather trousers, right? Because last time I was there, I got absolutely covered in beer, and I thought, oh, just it'll wipe off the leathers. That'll be fine. So I wore those, and I got the train down from Brixton Tube, and a girl who had her iPod in her ears on the way down saw me in my leather trousers. It was a very hot train, everyone was really sweating, and she just said to me in what she thought was a normal voice but was in fact screaming, "Aren't you hot in your leather trousers?" The whole carriage looked round at me, and do you know what, for the first time in years I was nearly embarrassed.
Wow.
But instead I ruthlessly pulled one of the earpieces out of her ear and said, "Have you got any idea how loud you shouted that?" And then she went bright red and the old train pissed themselves. Ha ha ha. So bumped into a few people down there. I bumped into Little Joe from Alcoholic Rats, and from Vomit, and Hannah, who I met in Spain, were there, but I didn't see them.
Right.
But I was down there with my mate Malk, that I travelled around Europe with all those times ago. He's a big Stray Cats fan, and he preferred them this time, but I preferred them the last time we saw them. And even though they got Dave Edmonds on and it was all very good, they did the gig in what I thought was quite a funny order. And I found out today that at one point I saw Slim Jim Phantom, the drummer, fall off the stage, and everybody cheered, right?
Right.
The Brixton Academy, 5,000 people cheering for him. I didn't realise when he fell off, he broke his arm and still finished the gig off and went off the stage waving and winking. It's quite odd, really. Anyway, fantastic band on the farewell tour. British Academy was brilliant. If you get the chance to go and see them on their world tour, which I don't believe is finished yet, do. They are amazing. Now, in other news, lastly, so my internet's been down, and I'll have to whisper this, what the bloke upstairs doesn't know, upstairs in the Hireman's Lodge, he's in the Hireman's Loft. What he doesn't know is I'm nicking his internet to make this, because my Virgin Media's down and he's got wireless upstairs, right? Because we do Skype this. And I've got a list here. My modem started playing up last Thursday. And I phoned him up and said, "My modem's playing up." And the first bloke I spoke to said, "It's your fault, it's your wireless." And anyway, we established it wasn't my fault after about 45 minutes. And by which time I'd put the phone down on him and realised it was useless. So he put the phone down, phoned back customer services and said, "Look, this is what's happened. The Enet thing on me modem's flickering." And they said, "Oh, well, that means you need a new modem." "Well, thank you." So the other bloke was clearly a retard. So anyway, they said it'll be 2 working days. It being Thursday afternoon, the modem came on Monday. So anyway, it said I got my modem thing and I got my page up saying on the Virgin Media broadband saying that it only takes 2 or 3 minutes to connect. It didn't, because I've got the wrong MAC address. I haven't got the wrong MAC address. They've sent me the wrong modem. So anyway, I spoke to someone called Nicole, first of all, who resides in India. I don't think she's called Nicole, really. And she spent quite a long time telling me that it was my fault and not theirs. We established it wasn't. I had enough of it, put the phone down. Spoke to this other woman who said it would be 72 hours to fix. I said, "I'm not having that." She said, "Well, that's it. Like it or lump it." I said, "I don't like customer services." Put me through the technical support, where I spoke to a bloke called Gagan. By then, they had actually, to be fair, given up using the assumed telephone names and right. were giving me their own names, the Indians. I got absolutely nowhere within, so I spoke to someone called Sarah in Wales. That was a real name. She was lovely, you'll see. Lovely, or is it? And she offered me compensation. She offered me £10 credit for my trauma. And I went, "Well, Sarah, I don't really want the £10 credit. I want to be online. Can I please speak to who I'm supposed to?" She said I'd have to speak to fault management and put me straight through to technical support, where I spoke to Vikram, who refused to help me, so I put the phone down. I phoned back and demanded to speak to technical support floor manager. Got a bloke called Prince. Again, not convinced it was his real name, but He again offered me £10 credit, which I at this point said, "Yeah, I'll take it, but I still want to be online." He said he couldn't help me. I said, "Put me back through to customer services." Went through to a Scottish bloke called George. Explained to George that I needed to talk to broadband fault management. And after a short conversation, he put me through to a bloke called Savin in faults. TV faults, not broadband faults, TV faults. At which point I did proclaim, Jesus. Savin put me through to Sunita, who it turned out was in technical support. Again, wasn't able to help and wouldn't make any form of commitment on when I would be back in line. This is quite important because the rest of them have been saying different times. One said an hour. One said 3 to 5 working days. One said 72 hours. One said 24 hours. She wouldn't say anything and went as far as to say to me, look, we can't magic it to get better out of thin air. And I said, look, Sunita, I haven't been phoned up to be patronised. You lot are really, really winding me up. Put me through to your boss immediately. She went a bit sheepish and put me through to someone called Knitting. quite frankly, I think that's what she was probably doing. But anyway, by the time I'd finished with Knitting, she'd put me through to technical support again, who I just, as soon as I said, hello, technical support, I put the phone down on. Phoned back and demanded to speak to a manager of some description and got a lovely lady called Anu, who, although she couldn't help me out at all, by which time I'd lost my rag. I'd been on the phone on and off for 5.5 hours, explained I'd wasted half a working day and that they were all stupid, and said to her, and I quote, Nicole, some woman whose name I didn't get, Gagan, Sarah, Vikram, Prince, George, Savin, Sunita and Knitting have all given me false information, sent me on wild goose chases, lied to me, tried to cover their tracks and not help me out at all. She said, what can I do? And I said, I demand maximum compensation immediately. She said, you've got it. You've got a month free. Everything's free for a month. I'm so sorry. We'll sort this out as soon as we can. I said, I still want to get back online. I will be phoning up tomorrow. And I didn't. I forgot because I had other things to do. Fuck them. Basically Virgin Media have given me a free month and I deserve nothing less. And I'm probably going to be offline officially till Thursday, but having just realised that the bloke upstairs... So, and also thank you very much to the Planet Smashers for providing us with that bed. This is the next track.
As I lie awake in bed, thinking of you and all the things you've done to make me not trust you. If I could do it all again, well, I would go back. Trust my gut instincts and send you packing, packing, pack. Because this gypsy bitch has had your shit, I quit. Just stepped out of the noose, all my screws are loose a bit. With all my might, this gypsy bitch has had your shit. I quit. Just stepped out of the noose, all my screws are loose a bit. But I can still call a spade a spade. When you go out at night, phone, acting single again. Try not to hit your head when you take the fall. How does it feel to call me up and I won't answer it at all? Because this gypsy bitch has had your shit. I quit. Out of the noose, so my screws are loose a bit. But I can still call a spade, and black is black. And I love you, dear, but I love me more than that. And I love you, dear, but I love me more than that.
So that was Devil Doll, Tony, another blast from the past, and Gypsy Bitch, track three from her album The Return of Eve. Little bit slower, little bit nicer, a little bit greasy, little bit dirty, little bit dark. I reckon, Tony, you'll be having fun by yourself listening to that later on this evening.
Nice.
What I want to know is, though, what is Devil Doll's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Devil Doll.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B of the Internet 2. And do check out Devil Doll. I caught her at the Key Club. I didn't catch her. Saw her at the Key Club on Sunset Boulevard back in March. It's another LA reference. I'm such a name dropper. Now, I've started a new term, mate, with some new class of students. The class of 2009, as I'm calling them, as I teach them stand-up comedy, the Paul B. Edwards way.
Nice.
Got in a bit of trouble the first week for... because a girl from last year, it was her 18th birthday, said it's my 18th birthday, and I gave her a kiss on the cheek without thinking apparently teachers aren't supposed to kiss the students. What's happened to this country?
God, like, terrible.
But anyway, my very first lesson, I've got this lot, and one of the girls, what they have to do the first week, they have to write their own introduction. I am going to be a little bit controversial in this, but they have to write their own introduction, and then so that when they walk on stage, they say, I'm so-and-so, and this is... A line about them, you know, the same way lots of comics do.
Yeah.
Like Joe Brand would walk on stage and say, can you see me? And then she'd move the microphone and say, is that better? Because she's a big lady. It stops people shouting out, you're a fat bitch, basically. And
yeah.
I do. My name's Paul B. Edwards. I'm the rock and roll poet. I've had a few hits, mostly in the face. And it's nice to be on stage for this long without anyone shouting out, fuck me, Baldrick's got a really shit quiff. Get it out of the way. Right, so anyway, I get the students to all do this as an exercise, and then they have to rewrite what's black and white and red all over. Right, now, what's black and white and red all over? The answer is a newspaper. There's lots of them, but they write a load of things that are black and white in one column, a load of things that are red in another, and mix and match them, right? And last year, the best two, what's black and white and red all over? A communist panda, and what's black, white, and red all over? A baby penguin after his first kiss.
Aww.
This year, my class are clearly a little bit less subtle, because the two best ones this year were what's black and white and red all over, a vicar caught dogging, and what's black and white and red all over, a peeled nun.
Oh, nice.
Right, however, that wasn't where it got bad. It got bad on the introductions, and I'm not going to read them all out, but there's a girl... on the course, I'm going to change her name to protect her and
right.
say she's Amanda, but she's not, right? But she's not even a real blonde. She's bottle blonde, but fuck me, she's taking it on board, right? She said to me, I've got one. I said, what is it? She said, my name's Amanda and I'm a socket.
A what?
A socket.
A socket.
I don't think you can get more offensive. And I just sort of, my jaw dropped. I went, look, what are you talking about? She said, well, I am. I went, yeah, but you do realise that's a really offensive term. And she went, oh, is it? I just thought it was a bit of fun. I said, well, I have to ask you, are you? She went, oh, yeah, I love them. And I was just going, oh, God, this is, all right, okay. I said, look, you can't say that. I know I've said it on air, but... you can't say. In fact, you might have to beep that tone. You know, but the thing is, it didn't come from me, and obviously, hopefully, you realise that. I just wanted to tell you, all you listeners out there in Punky Radio Land, that this is the kind of rubbish I have to put up with on a Tuesday morning. So anyway, I've got that to deal with. Anyway, this Friday, I've got a gig in Leeds. Now, on Saturday, I was supposed to be going to Cyprus, but they got the week wrong. But it's all right. They got me a gig in Leeds instead. I went, oh, that sounds brilliant. I like going to Leeds. Hotel, decent money, lovely job. And guess what it is?
What?
It's an evening with Norman Hunter. And do you know who Norman Hunter was?
No.
He was a Leeds and England international from the 1970s. A Leeds legend. It's going to be a sports dinner. And I'm going to have to get up and sing me little songs. And it's going to be horrendous. It's going to be horrendous. I'm really pleased to be there. But basically, it's going to be a load of Leeds fans over the age of 50.
Right.
I'm telling you in advance. I'm going to have a story about this next week. Then on Saturday night, I'm doing Alexander's in Chester. That's coming last minute. For if you are in the Chester area, if you're listening and you're 18 yet, why don't you come down? Alexander's Chester, Saturday night. I am the big bad headliner. And week after next, it is Dolly Remixture. Next Sunday, I'm just giving you one last shout out. Tickets are on sale in Hitchin. There'll be information going out on Facebook and MySpace about how you can buy them. The lineup is confirmed. There's a pre-show market, there's a disco, there's two beautiful burlesque dancers in the shape of Miss Zara and Miss Frankie Wild, magic from Dan Rogerson and Lee Smith, RBMC, comedy from Paul Harry Allen, new house band Dying Inside featuring Felix, Lukes and Kooks from Newtown Centres, and our headline band Dr. Dawson's Boogie Band. And as if that wasn't enough, Roch is DJing, and what a brilliant DJ is, and all that for £8 advance. Mate, it's the best show ever in Hitchin.
Nice.
And now for the last track, unless there's anything you'd like to add, Tony. You do anything this week?
No, not this weekend, just driving down to Poole. Down to Poole.
Oh, are you?
Dropping off a new table. You bought a new table for the...
Oh, cool. I'll tell you what, mate. Maybe you could come round the Highwayman's Lodge next week and make a show on Monday on the way back.
Probably. Should
just
be
an
right.
idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Just an idea.
Or a real one, person to person.
A real life show. Yeah, don't worry, I'll be dressed.
Okay, well.
But you don't have to be.
I'm not now.
Yeah. What? Well, I've got my socks on.
That's good.
But they're not on my feet. I've got them on my hands. It just feels like someone else is wearing them. All right, now, so the last track this evening, Tone, is the John Player Specials. Right, who are part of the TNS split CD that was sent. When I saw TNS, I thought, brilliant, Total Network Solutions, my favourite Welsh football team, who are now called the New Saints. But I'll tell you what, Tony, they'll be dancing in the streets of Total Network Solutions tonight. This is TNS Manchester. I bet it stands for Total Northern Scar. I'm taking that risk.
Okay.
Do make sure you check them out. I read out their website earlier in the show. What I want to know is, what is John Player Special's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ John Player Specials.
No, MySpace.com/ The John Player Specials, even though they're called John Player Specials. Because I bet there was always one called John Player Specials because they were fags. Right, so that means it's probably been Internet 3. Tony 3, it's a draw. We haven't done that for ages.
That's all right then.
That's all right. That's honour. And this is Weak in Your Eyes.
Come on! I'm not in the confrontations. Much more feeling there's conversations. But the world won't let it be that way. Gotta be a tough guy every day. So now, while I'm weak in your eyes, oh, weak in your eyes. Is this really what you wanna do? Go around the town raging war like it's World War II. We will never be brought down at that level. Where we didn't fight us, it's not forever. Is that all that they see when they look into these eyes? Cause deep down, nobody wants to be this fast. No, when is that all that they feel? Who are they? Yes, all the time when, all the time when we're around. Come on, oh, I'm not in confrontations. Much more feeling, just conversations. Oh, but the world won't let us be that way. Gotta be a tough guy every day. So now, why look weak in your eyes? Oh, weak in your eyes. Weak in your eyes. Oh, look weak, yeah, look weak in your eyes.
So there, that is John Player Specials and Weak in Your Eyes from the split CD with Harijan. And the bed in the last bit I meant to say was Dead 60s is, of course, is the Scourge. What I would like you to do for us this week is subscribe to us at iTunes if you haven't already. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Listen to us in every way you can. Make sure you check out all the bands, which should all be in our MySpace top friends this week, myspace.com/punkyradio. Do leave a comment there. Send an email to me, paulieb@punkyradio.com, if you have a poem, Poetry Corner. If you have a judgmental, judgmental. If you have a joke, Comedy Suburbs. Don't text me jokes. I forgot to say Ant from Vomit, who I am. Got three text jokes on in a row and sent him a message back saying, I don't like getting text jokes. Everyone sends with them. Lots of love. Amanda. That really ran it up. I'm obsessed with Amanda this week. What's wrong with me? Tony, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, if you've got any gigs you'd like for me to promote, email me your gigs from around the world and I will read them out in the Around the World Gig Diary thing. But we have had none yet, so
oh, yeah,
do
of
email
course.
Me.
We were supposed to start that this week. That's tony@punkyradio.com.
Yep. Also for your twats. So email me your twats as well. Thank you. Ha ha.
Right, what else is there? Is there anything else we missed out here?
Vote for us. Review us at iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, vote. Go to podcastawards.com and do what Insane Star said.
Yeah, nominate us. We need to look into that, don't we, as well?
Yeah.
Ooh, what else is there to do?
I just fancy listening to this for a bit. Shall we listen to this for a bit?
Okay.
And they told her she was doing fine, but she comes. And I know that she'd be forgotten, but she comes. When she rolls down the baby line. Oh, bunches, 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 bunches.
Say goodbye, nice. Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up hoog, up hoog. Oh, mate. That's the first time I've listened to a bit of that in ages. What an absolutely brilliant track.
It's nice.
You slew.